nice summer day on the Stout Central campus belies the political turmoil underway over university funding. UW-Eau Claire Chancellor Brian Levin-Stankiewicz was hired a year ago and describes himself as an avid biker who admires those who break out in a bike race.
I think for decades, Wisconsin higher education has been out in that breakout group, and that's why many of us have come to Wisconsin.
Levin-Stankiewicz says the UW system can survive.
But you need fuel and you need hydration to stay in that breakout group. And what we have presented to us now by the majority caucus in the assembly is a budget that deprives us of fuel and hydration. And when that happens, people say you bonk. You just run out of energy. And you start coming back to that big group. And when that big group catches you, you've got so little momentum, they go sailing right past you.
Along with potential cuts in many areas, the Eau Claire Chancellor says 400 students are waiting to find out if there will be enough financial aid money for them to attend the university. UW Stout first-generation student Paula Collins expects to graduate in December.
They must not understand how important it is to people like me and to my family who are trying to get ahead.
But Assembly Republicans say they refuse to raise taxes, adding government spending is just too high. Governor Doyle describes the situation as an all-out attack on education. A conference committee is reconciling the differences between the Assembly and Senate budgets. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Menominee.